This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Despite recurring amendments banning federal funding of abortion, a pro-life leader says that beginning October 1st, Americans will be railroaded into paying directly for abortions with their insurance premiums, sometimes without their knowledge or consent. Charmaine Yost of Americans United for Life says that for those trying to opt out, the answer for many has been no, and the punishments severe. NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Action League, is hosting its first annual Men for Choice gathering in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, a partner at a prestigious law firm, is lending his name to the event. Research at the Elliott Institute shows that at least 40% of abortions are coerced. As if we need more evidence, a 23-year-old Dayton, Ohio man is under arrest after shooting at his girlfriend, who refused abortion. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
Holly Patterson may have turned 28 years old this month if she had gotten accurate information about what abortion could do to her. Instead, Holly died of a drug cocktail made up of RU486 and the off-use label of misoprostol. To give people more accurate information, her father has built an educational website discussing the details of abortion in a pill. AbortionPillRisks.org. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.